श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 2 वर्सेस 31-38। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 31। स्वधर्मम् अपिच्छावेक्ष नाविकां पितुम् अर्हसि। धर्म्यादि युद्धाच् श्रेयोन्यत क्षर्यस्य न विद्यते। Looking at your own duty as well, you should not waver, for there is nothing more meritorious for a kshatriya, that is warrior class, than a righteous war. Comment: If the spiritual aspirant does not have the preference, faith and ability for the yoga of knowledge, then he should follow the path of karma yoga, because both the yogas yield the same goal. Reference: Gita chapter 5 verses 4 and 5. The point is that the end result of what is achieved by giving importance to the viveka, that is wisdom, about sharira, that is the body, and shariri, that is the indweller, the same result can be attained by performing one's swadharma, that is the individual's ordained duty. Here the Lord is starting the topic of performing one's natural duty, that is kshatriya dharma for Arjuna. Chapter 2 verse 32. Yadrachaya chopapannam स्वर्गद्वारमपावृतं सुखिनः क्षत्रियाः पार्थ लभन्ते युद्धमीदृशम्। ओ पार्थ, दैट इज अर्जुन, इट इज ओनली फॉर्चुनेट अमंग द क्षत्रियास हू गेट सच एन अनसॉलिसिटेड ऑपर्चुनिटी फॉर वॉर विच ऑफर्स एन ओपन गेट वे टू हेवन। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 33। अत चेत्वमिमं धर्म्यं संग्राम न करिष्यसि तथा स्वधर्मम कीर्तिम च हित्वा पापमवाप्स्यसि। बट इफ यू डू नॉट फाइट दिस राइचस वॉर बाय अबैंडनिंग योर ओन ड्यूटी, दैट इज धर्म, एंड लूसिंग योर रेप्युटेशन, यू विल इंक सिन। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 34। अकीर्तिम चापि भूतानि कथयिष्यन्ति ते व्ययाम् संभावितस्य चाकीर्तिर् मरणादतिरिच्यते। पीपल विल एवर रिकाउंट योर अंडाइंग इन्फमी एंड दैट इज श्योरली वर्स देन डेथ फॉर अ मैन एंजॉयिंग पॉपुलर एस्टीम। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 35। भयाद् रणाद् उपरतम् मांस्यान्ते त्वं महारथाः येषां च त्वं बहुमतः भूत्वा याससि लाघवम्। द ग्रेट चैरियट वॉरियर्स हू हैव सो फार हेल्ड यू इन द हाईएस्ट एस्टीम विल नाउ रिगार्ड यू अ कवर्ड हू फ्लेड फ्रॉम द वॉर आउट ऑफ फियर। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 36। अवाच्यवादांश्च बहून् वदिष्यन्ति तवाहिताः निन्दन्तस्तव सामर्थ्यं ततो दुःखतरं नुकीम्। Your enemies, slandering your strength, will speak in unbecoming words. What could be more painful than that? Chapter 2 verse 37। हतो वा प्राप्स्यसि स्वर्गं चित्वा वा भोक्षये महीम् तस्माद् उत्तिष्ठ कौन्तेय युद्धाय कृत निश्चयः। Either slain in the battle, you will attain heaven, or by gaining victory, you will enjoy the sovereignty of earth. Therefore, arise, O son of Kunti, be determined to fight. Chapter 2 verse 38। सुखदुःखे समीकृत्वा लाभालाभौ जयाजयौ ततो युद्धाय युज्यस्व नैवं पापमवाप्स्यसि। treating alike victory and defeat, gain and loss, pleasure and pain, engage in the battle. By fighting in this manner, you will not incur sin. Comment. The Lord is imparting a special skill here, how to conduct oneself in the world, keeping the attitude of equanimity in the center of performing one's normal ordained duty, regardless whether there is success or failure. By doing so, one can advance spiritually even while engaged in terrible warlike activity. This proves that the man is independent and able to progress spiritually in any situation. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.